Good morning, good morning, good morning. As we wrap up July, first day of August tomorrow, I'm already looking at football schedules in the SEC, already hearing a lot of talk that Mississippi State may have themselves a really good team this year.
Yeah, it's looking like that.
I mean, people are talking a lot of smack, talking about how Mississippi State may beat Alabama over in Tuscaloosa. There is talk of that already running around. So getting thrilled about football season, although the little cool air this week helped me think about that.
Yeah, exactly.
Atlanta, first Southern stop on the Garth Brooks World Tour with Trisha Yearwood. Hasn't played there in 18 years, Friday, September 9th, 6:30. Now, that's just one show. That's all they're talking about right now. But right before the tickets go on sale, on Friday morning, August the 8th at 9 o'clock Tupelo time, they're liable to bust out to 4, even before they offer the 1. So most likely you'd be able, if you couldn't go on Friday, you could get a ticket on Saturday, and maybe even potentially Sunday.
Yeah.
You know, it's not a million miles over there. It's reasonable.
Yeah.
$71.50 is the price for a ticket. Now, if you want to buy the ticket and hold it, or maybe buy a couple of tickets and speculate, it's your right to do that. StubHub, the tickets for the Chicago show that went for $65 or something like that, are selling as high as $300 a piece, where they expected some that are really good tickets would go for as high as $600 a piece.
Wow.
So some people are buying a couple for themselves, putting a couple online to pay for those. You could make a profit even. I don't think Garth and them want you to do, but that's what some people are doing to help pay for their expenses. You can pay for your whole trip on the price of being able to pay for two of them on StubHub.
Yeah, exactly.
Trisha Yearwood going to have a party on August 19th to make some big announcement. No, we do not know what it is. And let me add on this Garth show. You say, okay, Garth is playing over there. All right. Well, there's also the Midtown Music Festival in Atlanta that same weekend. It's Jack White, John Mayer, Zach Brown, Greg Allman, and there's a whole slew of others. That's at Piedmont Park. So you may want to go over there and make it a big music weekend.
Right.
Miranda Lambert in the movies? Could be. A movie called Something in the Water. It's a female comedy. This comes out of Hollywood, not from Nashville. So they know the director is Trey Fanjoy, and the screenwriter is Cindy McCreary, so there must already be a script. Five women challenging their men in a bass fishing competition. Now, see, it made me laugh, too, but it's all about who the other four women and who are the five men. Are they unknowns, you know, young people? Are they all stars? I mean, we're talking Dolly Parton, one of the five, like in Steel Magnolias.
Right.
You know, what are we talking about here? And that has a lot to do with what the budget of the film is and how they put it together. But sounds interesting. I don't know if Miranda can deliver an ounce of dialogue, but if she's got great actresses surrounding her, she's sort of protected.
Right. Yeah.
Have you heard about all that mess that happened up at the Keith Urban concert
Massachusetts? It's getting worse and worse, isn't it?
It gets worse. In fact, if you look at the two-week period that started with the Jason Aldean show and the guy falling down the garbage chute and dying, and then ending at this point with a rape investigation at the Keith Urban concert, in between, you know, several 50, 100, 75, who knows, people arrested, over 50 people treated at hospitals for alcohol overdosing, and now the fact that some country music fans were videotaping and photographing an in-progress rape.
Yeah, this is crazy.
This has been one of the darkest weeks in the history of country music. I'm serious. It's just, I just don't recall. I mean, I know a lot of parents, including this one, I would be very hesitant letting my child go unaccompanied to a country concert right now.
Yeah, it's getting crazy.
Too much booze, but I don't think this is happening in the South. I don't know of any reports of problems at that big old festival down in Baton Rouge.
Right.
And you had a whole stadium full of people. And I don't know of any problems that we had at CMA Music Festival. So you can't paint it with a broad brush, but you sure can if it takes place in the Rust Belt or up in New England. They do not have their act together as fans or as people trying to secure the fans.
Yeah.
Don't forget James Brown movie tomorrow. Yeah, I really liked it.
Yeah, Guardians of the Galaxy.
And I'm going to go see it for the second time.
Yeah, Guardians of the Galaxy out this
morning. Oh, my goodness, the plane where the squirrel flies the plane, all that. And then I watched Sharknado, most of it, last night.
What'd you think?
It's one of the worst things ever been produced, but it was so bad that it was sort of funny. I'd like to watch it without commercials.
I mean, how many people did you see in there that you knew?
A lot. And I'm sure there were a lot of people I didn't know, too.
Yeah.
But it was... It was really stupid.
Yeah.
I felt like, you know, my IQ was lower the whole time I was watching it.
Well, the first one wasn't great either. But
no, this one might be a little better, wasn't it?
I watched the first one last night, or at least most of it, before I had to go to sleep. But, man, what a bad movie, but so bad that it was great.
I know. I hate to use great in that sentence, but in the world of Pokemon movie was worse. That's all I can say.
Oh, gosh.
All right. All right, Jimmy.
I'm off next week. We'll see you the week after.
Have a great time.
Thank you. Bye.